Shout out to your favorite player on the open mic on the KRMG app right now. And Rick Corey might even play it on the air. News 102.3 KRMG.
At Norman High School, where Norman shares a football field with Norman North in Norman Public Schools Stadium, Union wins 56-7 tonight over Norman North, and that's such an unusual score. 4 years ago here, Norman North really gave Union a heck of a time, and then, of course, a couple of years ago here, Norman North beat Union after the Redskins turned the ball over an awful lot. Tonight, though, 56-7, a very different sound, Jeff, and it's just because this poor Norman North team is just struggling this year. There's just not a lot for them to celebrate right now.
Absolutely. They had a couple big plays that you can look at, and you see some excitement. You and I talked before we went on the air. There has to have been, for them to beat Mustang, who's not a bad team.
Right.
That Mustang team fights hard, and they hit hard. For them to beat Mustang the way that they did means that they've got some mental toughness. We saw them play hard all the way to the end of the game. And they've got some talent on the team. So you got to wonder, what exactly is it that's not clicking? Obviously, something in the passing game, but there's not a lot of creativity in the play call. So they're going to want to see a couple of changes going forward.
And with Union, what you see is a team that really came out fast once again. And, you know, Kirk delivered the message, don't disappoint Norman North. And by that, he means everybody expects Union to roll in or Jinx or Broken Arrow and be that team. Especially here on the west side where, yeah, they probably don't like you, but they know how good you are, and that's what they want to see. And so he said, don't disappoint them, which I thought was an interesting way to do that. Kind of gives a kid a little extra motivation. Don't roll out there and just roll your helmet out there and him go, well, you know what, he wasn't that good. So I think that really took, especially in the first half. Now, the third quarter got really sloppy from both teams, but that second team offense I thought did a pretty nice job.
Absolutely. Union plays very, very well. I especially when Kirk gave that talk about really playing to your fullest. I guess it was about week four.
Yep.
Coming out strong right at the very beginning, and they've done that every week since. We've talked about the competition may have been a little bit different, but even when it was Owosso was really the first game that I noticed a different start to the Union Redskin offense. They came out strong. They hit a lot harder. And you can give some credit because the defense is holding a little better. Nick Jones made a big difference when he came in from his break at the beginning of the season. And now the Union defense is firing on all cylinders every single game. And that gives the offense a much-needed break so that they don't have to go out there and win the game. The defense is helping.
You know, you think about some of the past defenses and players at Union. They've had very good defenses, obviously. All the way back to Blake Smith and Jared Naylor and those guys in that big 2002 team, which is one of my favorite teams ever. But in the last couple of years, you've had a Trey Brown, and you've had guys like Braden Spicer, and you've had great players. I think this defense is starting to play better as a team than any I've seen in a long time. JT McLeod's done a great job out at the corner spot. You got JoJo Nichols doing a good job adding things. Cameron Watts has done very well. Then you've got a defensive line that I think may be overall the best they've had because it goes about six deep. Then you're at linebacker. Nick Jones is very good. We know Isaiah McGuire is good. We know Tomlin is good. But then here comes Jacob Rogers. He's a junior, and you know him, but he hasn't played as much as now. And he's, to me, he's this year's Braden Spicer. And to me, I think they're starting to really gel as a defense and starting to play really good football.
I would say Dawson Prock is another one you can add in. He's another one of those
Micah
guys
Walker.
That's playing. Micah Walker. And Micah is, I think, a really good highlight because you saw it in this game probably more so than any in the past few weeks where he's done a great job containing on the outsides, mm-hmm. left or right. He gets out there fast with a little bit of burst from that linebacker position to contain, work outside in, just like you were talking about, and making sure that he's got a buddy there to help him make a tackle. And if he doesn't, he holds on. He makes good open field tackles. And JoJo Nichols, something that you might not see if you're not looking for, is he's calling a lot of plays out there on the defense.
Yeah.
He's making audibles. They're adjusting way back and sometimes putting guys 20 yards deep just because he's recognizing what the offense is doing so quickly.
All right, we're going to take a break, and we're going to come back. Jeff will give his Heart of the Redskin Award. We'll also pick our player of the game, and we'll have our interview with Kirk Frederick after Union wins 56-7. Union Redskins win again. This is Redskins football on KRMG.
Hi, this is Matt McCoy, and as many of you know, I've been on some winning teams my entire career. I'm now on another winning team, State Farm Insurance. For the first 50 Redskin fans who stopped by my office and let us give you a quote, we will give you a free gift card to Oklahoma Joe's Barbecue. It's literally that easy. and ask me about getting your free Oklahoma Joe's gift card at 918-615-6634 or stop by our office at 81st and 129th. We look forward to meeting you.
Hey, Mom, I found a way for you to feel good when you buy stuff. Just move our checking account to TTCU. Every time you use your school pride card, they donate to our schools. And you can get $150 for switching. So come on, Mom, let's move to TTCU.
With approved credit, annual percentage yield for dividend-bearing accounts is 0.2% as of 6/1/18. Checking account must be opened by 10/31/18. Bonus requirements must be met within 60 business days of account opening. Some restrictions apply. Federally insured by NCUA.
The Dolly, Handlebar, or Fu Manchu. Whichever style mustache you choose, start growing it on November 1st in support of Movember. Movember is a month-long effort to bring awareness and education to men's health issues, including prostate cancer, depression, and low testosterone. During the month of November, we encourage men to put your health at the top of your to-do list. If you're 35 or older and have not had your blood pressure, cholesterol, or testosterone checked, now is the time. Issues such as weight gain and loss of strength may be related to low testosterone and can be easily corrected. Universal Men's Clinic encourages you to take charge of your health by being informed. If you feel you have low T, go to universalmensclinic.com for tips, information, and links to a healthier you. First responders, union members, and military, make your appointment for November, and your initial office visit and lab test will be free. Call Universal Men's Clinic at 918-488-0000. That's 918-488-0000. Or visit universalmensclinic.com.
You're listening to the flagship station of Union High School football, News 102.3 KRMG.
Back one final time in Norman as Union wins tonight 56-7 over Norman North in what was a pretty complete game, especially in the first half from these Redskins. As we mentioned, a little bit sloppy in that third period, but then past that, a really nice performance. Now, Jeff Johns has gone down to the field to collect some things from Doc Blevins. Before he left, though, Jeff, who has instituted our Heart of a Redskin Award, gives it to the second team offense. And I think part of the reason is that group, as a group, Trent DeSmet, Jalen Smith, Xavier Dandridge, who had the 48-yard touchdown run, all those guys as a group come out. And really, in a game like this, even though they're excited to play and all, they come out and they could very easily just kind of lay it out there. But they didn't. They came out and they run hard. They play hard. Jalen Smith makes you pay if you're going to try to tackle him. And they play very, very good football. So the entire offense, that second-team offense, will be our Heart of a Redskin winner. Our player of the game tonight will be Michael Peoples. He, number 96 tonight, was everywhere. And, I mean, he was everywhere fast. The big guy who has played very well lately, and he's gotten so much bigger, gotten so much bigger in the last year, but hasn't lost really a lot of quickness tonight. He was in Norman North's backfield almost as much as their two quarterbacks were. With that being the case, he's going to be our player of the game tonight. And for the Redskins, of course, as I mentioned, going to be home now for a couple of weeks in a row after being on the road and traveling a lot. You know, this Redskin team off to Mustang just a couple of weeks ago, and then last week up here on a Thursday night against Moore. That's a lot of traveling for this team, but it's very good for you in the long run because it just makes you a little bit harder on the edges. Next week they'll be home to Southmore, and then the week after home to Edmond North. And then, of course, it'll be playoff time, and we'll see where the Redskins land. Right now they lead the district, and without, of course, something going really wrong, I think they'll probably stay in the lead here in the district and win this district title. Union, of course, has won a bunch of those in a row. A couple of years ago, though, they came up here, lost to this Norman North team, and did not win the district title. So this year, going undefeated in district after a difficult start against the likes of Union and, against Owosso and Broken Arrow. Hopefully tonight things will change, and this end of season things will change, and they will be able to hang on and be the district champion. And it sure seems like right now they will be, as they've gotten really good performances offensively and defensively as we close out this year. So the Redskins win this one by a score of 56-7. We're just hanging on to get our interview with Kurt Frederick on the field to kind of see how he feels about this game. The head coach of the Redskins told his team beforehand, what I want you to do is I want you to show up for Norman North and don't disappoint them. Of course, he means that, you know, everybody expects Union, Jinx, and Broken Arrow and Owosso to play kind of a different level of football. Don't come in here and not play that level of football and have them go home and say, well, you know what, they weren't as good as we thought they were. This Union team did not do that. They played very good football and ended up winning by a score of 56-7. Jeff's back, and I already gave your Heart of the Redskin award. Oh. So now what I explained was it's because these guys keep the hammer down. Am I close?
Yeah, absolutely. It's what you expect to see. With the next guy up attitude. We've heard it talked from players, from coach, and And it's just that mental toughness that you think about when you think of what it means to be a Union Redskin, the character that you have to play with every down, and I'm not getting teary-eyed. What it is
out of breath.
Walking up and down the stairs.
Jeff just came up the stairs with some of Doc's equipment, and he's just a little bit out of breath. So yeah, I agree.
We can call it emotion.
I do think that there's a lot to that. And, you know, and some people may hear that and go, oh, that's just all hokum. You know, if you grew up in the system. And I'm sure they do it at Jinx. I'm sure they do it in Broken Arrow and Owosso. But if you grew up in the system and that's what you were all your life, that's what you wanted to do. That's what you wanted to be. It's why at one time you were in the band and the football team at the same time.
Well, absolutely. You know, I grew up in kindergarten at Cedar Ridge Elementary, the first year that it was built, and I heard from every single day, from kindergarten all the way up through high school, this is what it means to be a Redskin. You play with integrity. You're there with character. No matter what it is that you're doing, you do it 110%. And that's what you saw when the first string was starting to make some mental mistakes, when there started to be a little bit of lapse. It was a little bit sloppy. They put in the second team. They said, hey, you guys go do your job. It's the next guy up. And they went in. They played with toughness. Jalen Smith played hard. He played angry. Xavier Dandridge broke through a big long touchdown run. And that's what you want to see. That's what it means to be a Redskin.
Well, it looks like we're not going to be able to because of some other technical issues have our interview with Kurt Frederick. But we'll catch him again next week. And I'll see you on Monday at the Union Coaches Show. You can catch that on Cox Cable 3 and also online at union.com. 56-7, Redskins win. That's going to do it from here. Thank you to Mike Downey for staying with us during what was a tumultuous halftime and beginning of the third period through our technical difficulties, through Doc Blevins and for Jeff Johnson, for Lindsey Corey for joining us here in the booth tonight as well. So we'll see you next week at home, Union 56, Norman North 7. This is Redskins Football on KRMG.
You've been listening to Union Redskins Football, brought to you by TTCU Federal Credit Union, Met McCoy State Farm, and Red Butt Physical Therapy. On News 102.3 KRMG, make sure you go to KRMG.com and the KRMG app for a complete replay of tonight's coverage. For KRMG's Rick Corey and the rest of the game crew, good night.